the Trump administration is stepping up its trade dispute with China. On Monday, President Trump asked his trade representative to fine $200 billion of Chinese goods to hit with tariffs. That's on top of tariffs on steel and aluminum and on $50 billion of goods that take effect next month. Those tariffs target manufactured goods like machinery and electrical equipment. But for years, China's economy has been shifting away from heavy industry and toward its services sector. For more on that, we're joined by Mary Lovely, a professor of economics at Syracuse University. Welcome. And first of all, just how big is China's service sector today?
Well, the service sector is now the largest sector in China, accounting for over 50% of its national income. Now, that's compared to 40% for industry and manufacturing, things that we traditionally associate with China. But it's still far below the 70 to 80% that we see in developed countries like the United States. That's being driven by a whole host of different sectors, and they have very different implications for the Chinese economy and its growth.
Well, give us an example of some of the jobs that are being added in China right now.
Well, some of the, you know, exciting jobs are things like in what we call fintech. So it will be things like in online payments or using your cell phone to do a whole host of things, you know, call a DD, which is their version of Uber, or pay for your dinner. So there are exciting jobs in finance, exchange rate trading, stock trading, providing other kinds of services to households. But then there's things that are very low productivity and don't pay much, things like cleaning hotel rooms because tourism is booming in China, or working in a little restaurant.
And is this growth in the service sector because of some central strategy from the government in Beijing, or is this just happening organically?
Well, both. It's part of China's rebalancing strategy, which is to move away from export-led growth toward consumption-led growth. And this, is something that the world economy has been urging China to do so that it runs a smaller external surplus with the rest of the world. China has been very successful in that. Right now, its external surplus is down to about 1.4% of GDP, which is quite low. And many observers are predicting that, in fact, China will run a trade deficit within the next 10 years.
But as the service sector there grows, are wages going up? What is this doing to consumers in China, to the price of things, and to the middle class?
Inflation is probably higher than the official statistics, but in terms of whether it is, you know, which sectors are growing, where are wages growing, again, it's a very diverse picture. We have traditional sectors which have a high state ownership share. They're very highly regulated, very inefficient. Things like education, healthcare, transport. So these are very important services that are provided, and yet productivity is very low. Then, of course, we have the non-traditional and new and innovative services, which I mentioned earlier, like finance and logistics. And then we'd still have a whole bunch of low value-added services like the little restaurants and cleaning and other types of personal services. And those are dominated by very small, often informal, that is not registered firms.
Obviously, China's manufacturing sector is very reliant on countries like the United States buying goods from China. What about the service sector? If the U.S., you know, starts to heat up a trade war with China and puts tariffs on a lot of things, is that going to hit that service sector in China as well?
Yes, it is, because exports are one way they hope to ramp up production and have customers who want to buy it, in particular business services. Right now, they both import and export services. They import more than they export. Some of the services they import from us are things that people might not think of as services, but it's fees for using our technology, royalties. So they import a lot. They want to export more, more tourists going there, more business services that are in support of foreign investors there. So, for example, you know, Japanese banks might be there operating, but they're basically operating in support of their enterprises that are operating in the country. So to the extent that foreign investment slows down, demand for domestically produced services to support that foreign involvement in the economy will also slow. So the trade, I don't know if we call it a war, skirmish, conflict, whatever the word of the day is definitely a challenge for China's rebalancing strategy.
So I was in China recently, and I remember checking into a big Western hotel, and it felt like there were a lot more people doing the same amount of work that one person would do in a hotel in the United States like that. I wonder if that speaks to something that's going on in the service sector there, that they're trying to employ a lot of people in an industry that we've discovered we don't need quite as many in this country, but right now maybe they do.
Yeah, that is a phenomenon, and it's a funny thing for Americans to experience. Of course, it's much better than it was before. But what we see is that, you know, if you add a certain amount of national income by developing services, you create a lot of jobs. So it's a job-creating mechanism. Just flip that over. What that means is that it's very low productivity in that sector. It takes a lot of workers to produce, you know, a dollar of GDP. That's much different than in manufacturing. So they have a long way to go in services and raising productivity.
That's Mary Lovely, who's a professor of economics at Syracuse and a fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.